You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, today I have Lynn Amoruso on the line, and she's a founder and recruiting partner over at Career Navigation. Lynn? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here, and it's a marvelous day.
Oh, yes, it is, and we're going to get into today's topic, so resumes versus LinkedIn profile post-pandemic, and you are the expert on this, so I'm really excited to get your take. And just to get us started, I'd like to start with our Mission Matters question. And so, Lynn, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. Lynn, what mission matters to you?
As a recruiting partner, the mission that matters is to be able to share my tips and my knowledge with everyone I meet and pay it forward, because it does come back tenfold.
Oh, my gosh. I agree with you, and I love bringing on these mission-based entrepreneurs, and I know that I've known and worked with you for many years, and you've connected, and you keep introducing people to me, to the show, to the brand, and I appreciate that, so I know you are the definition of really paying it forward. So let's just dive right into today's topic. So pandemic's changed everything. And so some of these things that we think about, so resumes versus LinkedIn profiles. So some people would say the resume side of things might be the old school side of things. Some say everything is based on the LinkedIn profile. I mean, where do you want to start with that one? It's a big topic.
It is a big topic. And I think it comes back to the foundation of how I got started in here first, which is, as a recruiter, the fundamental is a resume. And it started back when I was in the insurance industry for one of the largest staffing agencies out there. And I was placing property and casualty underwriters. And because of that, I was so interested, I moved to a search firm. And I specialized in recruiting the MBAs and CPAs, and they all wanted resumes too. You know, recruiting out of the McKinsey's and the Booz Allen's and Bain, and the big five accounting firms, and placing in Southern California, such as Warner Brothers, Sony, Disney, Mattel, even the top real estate industry. And because of that and what I loved about recruiting, I decided to start my own firm. And I was having coffee with a friend of mine, and we were bouncing around a name for my firm. Because I love the water and I love navigating, it's just in my family, he came up with Career Navigation. So I definitely credit David Westendorf, and he's an entrepreneur, successful today. But you know, focusing on that, it was into startups, to high-growth companies. And I wanted to build a world-class team and present to clients
I'm curious. So, like, now that we're looking at this again, the new world we're in, like, okay, yeah. So resumes are still in, and I get that, and it's like, okay, we still need them. So what about some of these new interests and skills that people are learning? Is this something that you'd put on your resume? I'm just curious.
Well, since we're talking about a post-pandemic, many people took advantage of that time to learn new skills, to learn new interests, sports, and that's really important to put on your resume. It rounds you out, as well as your technical skills, your professional skills.
And so give us some tips on creating the resume. So, like, what are some things that we should be doing if we're out there, especially, you know, maybe somebody's looking for a new position, maybe they're looking to, you know, for career advancement right now because people are hiring. I mean, there's a lot of movement. I just noticed. I mean, what are some tips for people when they're thinking about creating their resume?
Well, I truly believe that candidates should be navigating their own job search, starting with their resume. And they need to look at the sheet of paper as their lay of the land, and it's a piece of real estate. There's only so much you can put on that piece of paper. But it's really important that based on your professional experience, whether you're in management, business development, marketing, that's what you need to highlight in bullet points. That's clearly important to have more bullet points. And people tend to read a resume from top to bottom, from left to right. The idea of having paragraphs in a resume will harm the individual more than add value to them in their resume. It will end up in the round file because there's just too much information. Less is better.
Oh, I get it completely. And so what about how, like, people that are out there job searching right now? I mean, what kind of, and obviously this is a broad question because different industries, different levels of professional, right? But, like, I know a lot of people, so, you know, pre-pandemic, they were maybe applying in different manners. Now, you know, instead of doing an interview in person or anything like that, like, what are they doing it? They're doing it over Zoom call or over some other video platform. So sometimes that in person isn't like possible. So give me a little bit of feel on how people should be like going about the search because it is different for people.
Well, it is different, Adam. The social media revolution has really expanded and has given hiring managers and recruiters another tool for sourcing candidates and actually interviewing them face to face per se, Zoom. As we say, face-to-face. But, you know, we're touching on two different areas, and I think what we really want to focus on first is the resumes and with the individual and then versus the LinkedIn. Many people think that they have a LinkedIn profile that they won't need the resume. Well, all those are important, the resumes, the LinkedIn, and the Zoom. So all three tied in, you want to make sure they all mirror each other. And the Zoom interview is another topic in itself. But getting back to the LinkedIn and the resumes, it's a great professional social media platform, and it certainly gives a snapshot of the person's background and their visibility. And it's an audience that really touch at large, but may not capture that decision maker in what they're looking for, specifically in your background on where you specifically can add value. And that's where the resume will come in.
Mm.
So to let you know, many people are saying, I have a LinkedIn profile. Why do I need a resume? Well, when you look at all these job postings that are online, the job postings, mm-hmm. They go into a resume database, whether it's Indeed, Glassdoor, or ZipRecruiter, and all of them have that, quote, submit button, submit your resume. So I don't think it's going to be obsolete. And that is the vehicle that will create the Zoom interviews or the face-to-face interviews. because we are opening up.
No, I completely get it. And it makes sense that that as people are searching, as they're doing things, like, don't forget the resume. We definitely need to think about the LinkedIn side of things. But I guess the overall theme is you kind of need both, huh?
You do need both, and they need to mirror each other. So candidly, I've seen resumes where, and I've seen LinkedIn profiles, and there's a lot of information missing, and it gives a person pause of perhaps something is hidden or misrepresented.
And when you say they need to mirror each other, I mean, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes. So in reference to the company name, the dates, and what you added value, your three or four bullet points on your resume should be the same information on your LinkedIn. So if you have ABC company on your resume, it should show that.
If the dates are off, then we're in trouble, aren't we? So hold on.
Yes,
how many years were you actually there for? I get a month, but you can't.
And they were incarcerated. So that has happened in my career. Incarceration. Where were you? Well, I wasn't allowed out.
I totally get it. So just to recap some of these lessons. So of course, make sure things that are mirrored, make sure that all the information is reflected across different platforms. Make sure that you're doing LinkedIn, and don't forget about the resume. Like, still important to have a really good resume. Make sure that's detailed. And I was taking some notes while you were talking. So bullet points work well. We don't necessarily want, you know, these big long paragraphs. I don't think that's going to work quite as well nowadays. And then in terms of like job search and things like that, so people should really start thinking about like how they incorporate their, number one, some of the new skills that some people may have learned, right? If they weren't comfortable with Zoom and other things like that in the past. Now, hey, that's the world we're living in, I like to say. So we just got to get used to it. You don't like, I didn't like video or Zoom either, I'll be honest. And then, so I had to do it, and I'm like, all right, well, I guess that's what we're doing. So final question, it's a two-part question. So if somebody's listening to this and if they want to learn more about career navigation, first, what's the type of clients that are typically a good fit for you and your team, number one? And number two, how do people follow up to learn more?
The type of client would be, a client is a company that is interested in expanding their team or a placement or an individual that they want to add to their team or to the company. Candidates are always welcome, because that's how I continue to build my network. And the best way to reach out is, the website is career-nav.com. Or email me, please, lynn@career-nav.com.
Fantastic. Well, Lynn, really appreciate you coming on the show today. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return listener or viewer if you're on our YouTube channel. And Lynn, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.